Hi, and thank you so much. That's right. It's Kim and Mike, and we're happy to be here. And we're also happy to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Unlike any other publication, they have comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture. They're the cattleman's publication, no exception. So what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Is that who you are? You need to check out Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots, tsln.com.
Poem of life. I was going to start short poem today, author unknown on this, but I thought I would share it. Yeah. Life is but a stopping place, a pause in what's to be, a resting place along the road to sweet eternity. We all have different journeys, different paths along the way. We all were meant to learn some things, but never meant to stay. Our destination is a place far greater than we know. For some, the journey's quicker. For some, the journey's slow. And when the journey finally ends, we'll claim a great reward and find an everlasting peace together with the Lord. Author unknown on that short little poem. Get you thinking today.
That's right. Hey, do you have a bone to pick?
No, I don't.
Well, here are four main bones in every organization.
Okay.
Okay. The wish bones, wishing somebody would do something about the problem. The jaw bones, doing all the talking but very little else. The knuckle bones, those who knock everything. And the back bones, those who carry the brunt of the load and do most of the work. Those are the four main bones in every organization. And I also have a top 10 list. How's this sound? You know you're a Lutheran when you carry silverware in your pocket to church just in case there's a potluck. You have an uncontrollable urge to sit in the back of any room. Your congregation's first two operating rules are don't change and don't spend. You wonder why bread and wine are used for communion instead of coffee and donuts. Commandment number 11, if it's never been done that way before, don't do it now. A line item in a trustee's budget is coffee maker maintenance. The most mail you receive all year is from the stewardship committee, and you can't have a meeting without having a meal. Number 9, you're willing to pay up to $1 for a meal at church. And the last of the top 10 list, to know if you're a Lutheran, all your relatives graduated from a school named Concordia, Luther, or Wartburg.
So a while back, I was giving you some explanations of why things are this and that, buttons on one side of the clothes or not. So why is shifting responsibility to someone else called passing the buck? Because in card games, it was once customary to pass an item called a buck from player to player to indicate whose turn it was to deal. If a player did not wish to assume the responsibility of dealing, he would pass the buck to the next player.
That's amusing.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Here's another why for you. Why do people clink their glasses before drinking a toast? Because in earlier times, it used to be common for someone to try to kill an enemy by offering him a poisoned drink. To prove to a guest that a drink was safe, it became customary for a guest to pour a small amount of his drink into the glass of the host. Both men would drink it simultaneously. When a guest trusted the host, he would only touch or clink the host's glass with his own. So it was a token to say, I trust
you.
Very
good. Yep. So it's kind of like shaking hands or something.
More of those on a later program.
Okay. Some such nature. I like those. Few people know what a quartermaster does. Do you know what a quartermaster does?
Quartermaster, I believe, is the supply person that makes sure that the Army has trucks where they need trucks and onions where they need onions.
Well, so during my aircraft carrier's family day, I demonstrated a procedure called semaphore. I grabbed my flags and signaled an imaginary boat. When finished, I pointed to a little girl in front and asked, now, do you know what I do? And she said, yes, you're the cheerleader.
Oh, that's what a quartermaster does?
Yeah, apparently.
No, I think there's different meanings for quartermaster.
I think so, too. I think it depends on what arm of service you're in.
More research on that one, I think.
More to come. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And if you have something to share on the good stuff, pretty easy to get that done. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then we'll take a look at it. Someday you might hear it right here on The Good Stuff.